President Bush has proposed more than $1 billion over the next 5 years to develop advanced automotive technologies. Hydrogen-powered fuel cell vehicles got a particular boost from the president's State of the Union address when he proposed spending an additional $720 million on research. Dan Sperling is director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Bush is proposing a big increase in government research into hydrogen and fuel cell vehicles. Is this a good idea?
Well, on its merits, I would say definitely yes, unequivocally yes. And I'd say that for two reasons. I'd say, you know, on the one hand, if we look at the basic context, the U.S. has only 5% of the world's population, but yet is the largest consumer of oil, 25%, largest producer of greenhouse gases, about 25%. And if other countries, such as China and some of the other developing countries, are going to follow the same path of motorization that we have, there's going to be an economic and environmental cataclysm. So the U.S. needs to show some leadership here.
What does the federal government need to do to make it a reality?
Well, you know, there's a number of things. I think for the longer term, it needs to develop the basic science just for this transition. We're talking about a real transformation of our energy and transportation systems. And, you know, we've had internal combustion engines for 100 years and gasoline. So we need to develop a knowledge base to learn how to make hydrogen from renewable energy. We need to learn how to make fuel cells in an efficient and a low-cost way. And so that's just the basic science. But we also need the incentives for companies to move technology from the labs to the marketplace. And that's not easy to do. And we also need to start training the next generation of engineers and scientists for these vehicles and fuels of the future.
Reading an AP story here, it says, power from a vehicle-ready fuel cell costs 100 times more than power from gasoline internal combustion engine. That would seem to be a roadblock.
Well, you know, you have to look at this that, first of all, internal combustion engines have been around for over 100 years, and fuel cell vehicles has only been getting serious research for a few years, and even then it's a trivial amount compared to what's gone into internal combustion. And really, there's only 100, 150 fuel cell vehicles in the whole world today. So clearly the costs are going to be high when you have something still in the lab being produced by PhDs. Now, the question is, can that cost come down to be competitive? And as far as we can see, looking at it, there are no obvious roadblocks. If you looked at batteries, yes, you know, the materials are expensive. It's hard to imagine them coming down to a very low cost. But with fuel cells, that's not the case.
How far away are people from seeing such a vehicle on the market?
Well, there are a few vehicles that have been made available by Toyota and Honda out here on the West Coast that we've been driving. But in terms of the market, in terms of a mass market product, I'd say a good way of thinking about it is they're lagging hybrid electric vehicles by about 10 years. That means by 2008, we should start seeing the first vehicles become available in the showroom, and maybe 2010, they become serious options, and 2012, 2013, they would be true mass market products.
Thank you very much. Dan Sperling is director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California.